Thursday, the 1st of October, Yud Gimel Tishri, Rabbi Mechor Shah, purchasing raw fish.
I think first of all, I'd like to say that we show everyone. Thanks for giving another opportunity to speak, discuss, and explain a little bit of various kashrus inyonim which go along through the year. I think today's topic was chosen to discuss about purchasing raw fish. Doesn't say from where and what type of fish, but we're going to try to illustrate a little bit the different shilas and option and solution, and especially to the recent advert. I can see when I walked in, I can see you forgot about it, which Kedasi have come into it. I'm just going to say that obviously there are a lot of halachas involved in it. I'm not going to pass count in just a little few minutes chelek halachas of it, but obviously to bring up very quickly the knowledge to it. I think it's very appropriate to discuss about fish, although the topic was taken, I think, because of the ad, but between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkot, there is both Midroshim about the fish. First of all, Yom Kippur, everyone knows the motion from the Torah brings up in the Medrash about Chayat, who went and to buy the fish at Yom Kippur. So again, we're talking about fish. And Yom Kippur, and Sukkot himself, we're talking about that in the Medrash, as he wrote, so we are mamish surrounded in fish. So I think, I hope it's not going to be a fishy day, but that's a shame that person will swim through the Be'er Hashem. Now, the first thing I want to discuss is buying raw fish from a non-kosher shop. The shaila of buying raw fish, Be'etem, is we all know that the first condition is to have a dag toil, to trade dogim, dogim tmim, dogim toilin. The difference is that in posting toilin, kol asher snapper the kaskeses or isam techelu, to subject you need to have scales, fin and scales. Any fish who do not have fin and scales is a dag tome. The Gemara state, as if you find a piece of fish with scales only, you automatically know that you don't need to look for fins as well, because anything which has scales have fins. Fakir, the opposite, no. If you find fins, it's a misnomer that you have scales as well. So you always need to look for scales, and mainly you don't need to look for fins himself. Scales themselves, there is a lot of chilukim difference. There are sometimes fish who do have scales, and also are dogim tmein. The Gemara discuss various in both up lahalocha. If, for example, you can't remove the scales out of the fish, out of the skin, without pulling the skin as well, it's also daktome, because it's only a malbush. Basically, it's not like a coat that you put on it. Yeah, it's more a part of the body. So really, the scale is a protection against the fish. Demus is a mutter. And I think this was one of the big problems with in South Africa. Everybody knows the story. Kingfish, I think it was called, and so on. So I propose him to go and to buy a fish, normal kosher fish, by a goy. What is the shaila? You go, you need to see, and you check if this scale is allowed to buy. We mustn't forget, as Beit and the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot bring over Mitzvot Esem min HaToyre, leave the dogim to hoirim. So, Be'emes, when we go and we check a dog, that the dog have its own kaskeses, we are mekayim a Mitzvot Esem do Raiser on it. And Mimele says, Chusam to Chiyu, but the Rambam bring it to Mitzvot Esem do Raiser. When one go to a goyish shop and they see salmon, haddock, cod, the normal fish what we all used to try, there's many, many types of fish which have scales, and he tells the goy, cut it out for me, in front of me, take away the scales, the skin, the choyro shouldn't have no problem with it. But there is a small shaila, the Chavas Yoir in Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, bring over the shaila that someone bought a present. So this was the shaila one. So it makes a big difference in the halacha. Bought a present, a carp. actually. Bring a carp, he wanted a carp, and nice carp, very fattish, and beautiful carp, to somewhere else, as a present. And actually, I think it looks like that the goy bought it, it wasn't claw. But, and he came to the shaila, he allowed to eat it or not. Why? It was open and cleaned and everything by the goy. Although you could see that it was a kosher fish. But the chavasiyah goes along, the shaila is, well, what knife and equipment did he use? So this was the chavasiyah issue. When you take a knife, which have been used for cutting non-kosher fish, and then you could use it for cutting and opening a kosher fish, and so lechoiro, you have the shamnunis, the fat which stuck to the knife, then it will be transferred to the kosher fish. You take it home, you're going to cook it, and you have the shamnunis. There's a big difference between shamnunis and tzir. Tzir is only maybe the liquid which comes up once you salt it. It's a different halacha, but this is a shalaf after the rice is dikedin.
Is it cold?
Oh, it is cold, you're right, but the shamnunis is such a fattish thing. You are transferring a fat from non-kosher fish. It comes along, it sticks to the knife. And so what's the solution? So the Chavasiyoir said that rinsing the fish is not enough, because it's fat. Especially, everyone knows that the flesh of the fish himself is very sticky, and the fat will transfer from the knife into the flesh of the fish, and a fish have a lot of flap, what they call. Yeah, so the flap is like a layers of flesh, and the fat can very easily go into to the flesh. So he said rinsing is not enough. Of course you need to rinse, but he added you need grele as well. Grele means rubbing through the slice of the fish. So it's not so easy. When you get you take a side of salmon, for example, and you didn't cut it in slices, yeah? Okay, you want to rub the both side on the length, and here it's nishas ukefenach, you manage. But when you take a small pinch of slice, any type of fish would it be, it's very difficult to take every piece of a slice and start rubbing it, obviously, onto the water for everything to go. So this is what the Chavasiyoir goes along, and he said that the emes is only b'di'evet, and he brings up the whole halacha in it, and he said the b'di'evet, but obviously it can be done, and he refers this halacha to the halacha as well of cutting meat with a milchik knife and vice versa, which is all aloha, which washing is good enough. But if you have a piece of meat, for example, which is raw, and you need, obviously sometimes you are scared that the cheese or milk went into the flesh, made into to the meat, so you also need the same aloha. The Prime Godim used a different language, could be the different aloha, but Pashas is the same thing. He used the word shifshuf. So maybe shifshuf is a bit less than greyer. Greyer is really rubbing through. Shifshuf is just brushing or something like that. So our koponim, we see here that going to buy a fish from a goyish shop which handle non-kosher fish is not so simple. The Chavasiyoir is brought down in Simen Tzadik Vov, I think in the Pesachei Tshuva, the last shtick in Pesachei Tshuva, brings up the halacha as well. Now, I think we need to bear in mind a few things. First of all, when we go to a non-kosher fishmonger or normal supermarket like today, which they handle fish, I seen it myself, they don't handle only fish. They have meat, cheese. Although, it must be clear, they have usually their own scale and chopping board and everything. Eyewitnesses myself and other people have also told me, they all depend on the person behind the counter, are trained, and unfortunately today they change by the dozen. So mainly, sometimes they don't even realize what you are doing. I went as an exercise to ask, because I've been told there's a problem in one of the supermarkets, and I want to see myself. I like to have my own witness rather than to rely on certain things. Just interesting story. Yesterday I got a phone call. Someone told me, oh, I received yard and cucumbers. And yard and from Metisol is a problem. I told him, are you sure, can I have the box? Okay, I told him I'm coming over to pick up the box to check. I said, you're right, no, it's not a box, it's a clear box. He says, Jordan, are you right? Okay, it's a Jordan. People don't even realize, you know, they jump into conclusion before thinking and looking again. Okay, so it was Jordan, which no, it's not a problem with Schmitty, we don't have this issue, and we already spoke about it. So, if you don't see it yourself, I'm not saying you don't believe it, take it as a problem, but I like to witness. I went to ask to get a piece of salmon and trout. The person, yeah, he gave it to me. I told him, can you clean it, can you cut it? No, we don't do that. I tell him, what do you mean, don't do it? You do every customer come in, you ask, and you slice, you make. No. What happened? I told him, can you please call your supervisor? He called his supervisor, he came, yes, of course we're doing it. It happened that it was his first day in duty. He had no clue. He saw a piece of fish, rinse it, put it in the packet, weigh it, and give it to the customer. So they change so often, they don't know, don't even know what they're doing. But this why is a problem, a scare, which they use a kalium equipment for meat, and they get the same challenge. So going to buy a fish by a non-kosher shop, I'm not saying you're not allowed, yeah, about, you may be allowed, but you need to know how to handle it, to make sure that, first of all, the basic thing will be that you should wash, obviously, the knife. Although I'm saying even washing the knife is not so simple, because washing the knife does not remove all the fat. And we checked it various times. You got the the handle, especially, but the handles is full of fat. Today they use gloves and so on, but you still have a lot of shamnunis and fat around. So which transfer very easily. They don't wash, take and scrape the knife, you know, properly. And maybe to remove all the fat, you need maybe nitzbekarka. So it's not very straightforward. So you need to be careful, and if one wants, I always said, if you want to buy a fish, the best thing is you should clean it for you. Don't try to avoid to be sliced into portion. So you come home, it's easily to wash off, you know, the sides and so on. So lechoyre, and we're talking about normal kosher fish, which you see it. We're not talking about any fish we don't have any simonim, which doesn't have scale and skin and scale and those type of things, which then is definitely not allowed a pialocha, because you don't know what type of fish. Now, going to, so that's why someone, for example, is out of a place, it does happen on a holiday period, when people are out of, and they want to buy fish for Shabbat, it's very difficult to bring frozen and other stuff. You can, but be careful, have a look what he handles. Sometimes better to avoid one supermarket or fishmongers, go to another one to check there, to make sure how they handle it. But the ikar is, you need to put your mind in it, that it's not so simple to just pick up a fish from from a fishmonger in Scotia, Sunday Simone. Leave a question if how one can buy, you know, all the fish what we get, supermarket, kosher shop, all them, they are already gutted, what they call, and some of them head is chopped off ready on sea, what they call, yeah. So it's already, the knife has already been used, yeah. So there's a different process how it works in the sea, so maybe I don't want to go into it. That's why it's not no shyler in this one. Now going to the issue with,
we also have treated fish.
Yeah, definitely. So how come we can already get? That's what I said. It's, the process is different, because then they handle what they call the pessary of a huge amount of same type of fish the whole time. So they're going to catch haddock, they concentrate on haddock, or on a mackerel, or on a different type of fish, or salmon. So they handle the emet kosher fish. So that's why we are not cautious that they are pink to gemacht, you find one long of fish, they're not interested, you know, they will chuck out. They don't, people who go to catch usually one species of fish, they concentrate on it. This is usually the way it works, and that's why buying fish from the market as such, there's no problem. Although you need to rinse it, because you never know, but this is good enough. You again, the same problem. You need to, because this is a little bit easy but harder. Packed fish, because in the processing plant, they handle both type of fish clearly. That I've been to many of them. Now going to the minced fish issues and the notice which was hanging around. Now buying, we just said before that you can't buy fish from a goyish shop unless you recognize, you know, the simonim, yeah? Now, to make, especially minced fish, let's forget about dafke minced fish, There is a special type of fish which is called whiting, it's called here in England, but this different pollock and a different type of fish, which are mainly used for meats. And there are various reasons for that, but technically all the fish among us are all used for meats. They all come without a skin. Why? Because they are used for meats, they don't want the skin, so the processing plants, when they get the fish from the sea, they go straight through a skinning machine and they skin it, and the shops, they all get it ready skin. So, till now...
What are they going to do with the whiting?
They can make it... They call it fish burgers. There's something which is called a fish burgers, which they use. I've been on the boat, which they manufacture fish burgers, you know, from A to Z. They come in boxes on the boats themselves. So, there's... I don't think we are the only one. Yeah, perhaps you feel the fish don't know, but fish burgers is not very new. So they, although the fish burgers have a different style because they use they call the fish soap. I mean, when they cut the fish in the factory, especially in the frozen, is a little bit of pieces who fell down through the saw. Yeah, you know, like you cut a piece of food. You all do this, and those pieces, they take all things together, they make fish burgers and so on. And this is what I'm richtige treffers in it, because they take, by the end of the day, every type of fish with a cut. From the middle you have real treffers in it. So, the problem with the fish, the ruling was, and Rav Pater Zichron Nevroche held it quite clearly, and on the post came as well, that Umen Limare Menuso is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, and if the Umen writes quite clearly what type of fish it is, and you can recognize, you know, from time to time you check, and you can recognize the type of fish, what it is. And as well, you always have few pieces with skin attached as well. So apart from that, Zichron Livrocha hold that it's good enough, you don't need to have a skin on each piece of fish. Although, apart from Galtman, on this basis, Sake Kedasi for many, many years, till very recently, they allowed all the fishmongers to buy this whiting, mainly the whiting, because the rest of the fish usually come with skin, and to use it as a minced fish. What actually happened is, the basis of this heter, chutz from the heter of Umen Loimare Menusoi, that usually a fishmonger will write, you know, company will write the exact name, there also was not available on the market a non-kosher identical fish. So if you go into the fishmonger, to the shops, to the market, usually all the fish was the fillet, when we took the same, I've added the non-kosher fish, but the fillet was not available. Recently, they've started to much more marketing of the non-kosher fillet. A special fish which is called a catfish. It's one of the species of the catfish, which is very, very similar to the whiting, the haddock, and cod, and so on. So, the Rabbonim looked at it again and again, and decided that since one can, can't say easily, but one can come to a mistake of if you don't, mamish don't look at mamish from all the sides, from the top and from underneath, you know, in the belly and between the skin, you could make a mistake between those two. So the Rabbonim decided, like, at the ganze heter fin umenoy mavi menusoy, is as long as he check each fish and he decide. This is number one. Today, the skinning and all those, it's not really done by mumchim, they are done by labor workers. Yeah, they have no idea. They just get the fish, put it through the skinning machine, and again, it's done. So the halacha, a little bit of umen, has dropped recently in the last few years. And, you know, the commercialized system changed sometimes halacha status as well. So this is one of the reasons that the Rabbonim have changed the ruling. It's not they said that the ruling till now wasn't good. They said, look, now the situation have changed. And another thing, we used to be that this type of fish used to arrive to a fish shop. The fishmonger, which is always a yid, would check the boxes to see if they called everything, all the pieces are proper pieces, not mixed in with different type of flap, what they call pieces of fish and residue and so on. So they would really check what they're getting. Today, I know, Baruch Hashem, the community is growing. Owner of bishop can't go through dozens and dozens of boxes. He doesn't have the time. So what does he do? He got, again, a labor worker work in his shop, open up the box, and just put it through the Minsk system. So there's, again, change, not only in the factories, even by us, in our own shops, also we had this issue. And thus, so many we are losing the mumchis, because there is a halacha in fish that the mumche, if he identified that this is a type of fish, is kosher. Although, I must mention, the Moshe Feinstein in English, Moshe, ruled out this halacha. He said that we don't have any mumche in fish. Why? He said very simple, in order to be a mumche, to recognize fish, you need to know all the type of species of fish which exist in the sea. You have seen it, you recognize it, and then you can say, I can recognize it. I said, I got 3 years eyeing on this particular type of fish. Then he agreed. He said, now we don't have such a thing. So mainly we can't say we have a 3 years eyeing on the fish. So Ramush, in fact, hold that you're not allowed to buy a piece of fish on the market if it doesn't have skin and scale. Those things when I'm ruling, if Lunish under Rabbonim have disagreed. Yeah, clearly I know that down to Rubra, Padet Chamnivocher, Rab Horovich, Zichamnivocher from the Achedis, I know someone, once he was still in France, in Strasbourg, someone asked him and he said the same thing. He held much like Rav Padet Zichamnivocher. I personally asked him when he was in Erzur later on. He said, he told me that he thinks that situation has changed and that's why we should move away from the subside. About Koponim, going back to our situation today, the reason why we have decided to go in that the fishmonger should buy only fish with piece of fish. So there is two ways how we handle it. It's not so simple. First of all, we need to ask the factories, the processors, that when they skin the whiting is a very small fish. So it's very hard to handle it. And it goes through a drum skinning, what it's called. You put the fish on one side, these two systems. One of the systems is freeze the skin, so it goes through a blade and the skin drop. And the other one is like a roller, and you got a blade and the skin is removed from the flesh. It's very hard to be able to achieve, to leave enough, let's say, 2 centimeters of a skin onto the fish. So we ask the processors to leave a little bit, so when it comes here to our shops, we have the mashgiach who check and to make sure that every piece is recognizable. So this is one option, difficult option, but it's done. Some processors don't want to do it, because when they take the whiting, they just push it through the machine. Here they need to bend it in order to get this grip and so on, so it's much more difficult. The second option, obviously, is that the fishmonger should skin it themselves. It's a tremendous type of work. It's not easy, it's very messy, and legislation today requires the dispose of the skin is not so simple. There are two fishmonger who actually bought a machine, a skinning machine, and they're going to have employed someone to do it all day long, basically, because that was fast as the commercial type of machine. But there's also a second option. There is another option that we're looking at it, hopefully we're in the middle of working on, is to make batch of skinned fish in the processors themselves. So you send a mashgiach, one, sometimes maybe two mashgiachim, because they have a few machines who need to check the fish. You skin it completely, then you seal the fish, because then the fish don't have any simonim, and this fish will arrive to the fish. This is the option that we feel the best comfortable way, and this is what is done actually around the world today, Baruch Hashem. And we have seen Siyata Dishmaya. I can only tell you a very short story. I'm going to finish with that. I think we have 1.5 minutes. That in the beginning was very difficult. Obviously, a lot of work, and especially changing such a habit, I would say, for the last many, many years was not so easy. One of the fishmongers came up to me, said, look, I'm a kabbal, and the psak din of the rabbonim, and no problem, I'm going to do it. He came to me about 10 days before Shona, he said, look, we have a huge shortage of fish. Why? We can't get enough. The companies don't want to supply us with this little bit of skin attached. So they just skin it and they sell it for the Goyish market, and we are stuck, we don't have fish. Tolem Nissen, Messiante Dishmaye, Sivet Zayin. Since the other day. We'll be talking about Hashem. We'll get there. 3 days later, he called me up and said, ah, you know what? I must tell you a story. Who says? Got a phone call this morning from a very big company. I never dealt with them. I just phoned them up to inquire if they're. So they called me and said, listen, I have a headache and I can sell it for the price of whiting, which is almost a quarter of the price. What's on it? Probably old stuff or something. No, freshly prepared and cut. I know what you're looking for. You're looking with skin. So what's on? He said, listen, I got a customer, take a huge quantity of fish, but each piece of haddock needs to be cut in half. This is the order for our hotel. And the workers made a mistake and they cut it in three. And it's still big pieces. It's almost a big, you know, big piece of haddock. Do you want it? Obviously, he wanted it, but he need to play it. So obviously, he knows his game better than I do. And he got it. And he told me, you know what, please come and have a look. He got delivered the same day. And Baruch Hashem said, I got stuff to cover all the customers which we have till Baruch Hashem after Yom Tov. But we can look, you see, Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya, we have been talking about Hashem. Birtis Hashem, Darki Isha. We're going the right way. They have she help and more Siyata Dishmaya. And I hope it was a little bit of explanation, understanding. And they have she help and she's not in Nichshel, but she's not in Zurichel, 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 but she's not in Zurichel